Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. We have a great show for you today. My name is Peter. Welcome.
And I'm Marie. You know, I'm very excited for today's show. So let's get started. Today's topic is school.
And the title of our lesson is Time for School. Time for School. Marie, did you like going to school when you were younger?
I did. My favorite subject was history, so I loved going to history classes. And I also had a lot of friends and great teachers.
Yeah, that's right. And all our friends are at school too, so we can see them every day. Well, how about let's learn today's lesson. Here's our read it.
Elementary, junior high, and high schools all start this week. The students are excited. Tracy teacher teaches 7th grade. She teaches earth science. Most students like her class. School starts at different times. The elementary schools start at 8:15 a.m. The junior high and high schools start at 8:30 a.m. But the school band meets at 7:30 a.m.
Well, it's the first day of school for a lot of students. I remember my first days at school. I couldn't wait to see all my friends again and talk about what happened during the summer.
Yeah, I was always excited about the first day back, but I was also a little sad too.
Sad? Why?
Well, because there was no more summer vacation. You can't play all day or wake up late anymore.
Well, it's time to learn. Everyone, let's go to Jack and learn our keywords.
Hello, 进入九月，眼看着学校就要开学咯。小学是 elementary school, 国中是 junior high school。Junior 这个字比较是有年幼后辈的意思，所以 junior high school 就是国中。所以你应该可以猜到高中就是 high school 了。High school start this week。今天在摄影棚里面接受访问的来宾是 Tracy 老师，他教的是七年级的学生。She teaches seventh grade, 名词 grade 就是年级。他所教的科目是地球科学 ,Earth Science, Earth 是地球 ,Science 是科学。She teaches Earth Science. Tracy 说他们呢学校是早上八点半开始上课，可是学校的乐队则是七点半就要到校练习了。The school band meets at 7:30. 乐团就是 band.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about school. Please help me welcome to the program, Tracy Teacher. Hi, Tracy Teacher. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rob.
School starts this week.
Yes, it does. Elementary schools, junior high schools, and high schools all start this week.
Are the students excited?
Yes, they are. My students really like school.
But sometimes students don't like school at all.
And that's too bad.
Rob has a special guest on his program today. Her name is Tracy, and she knows a lot about school.
A school is a place. It's where children go to learn. Hey, how about we learn more about this word, school, with Jack? Hello, Jack.
Tracy 老师说她的学生非常喜欢上学。My students really like school.请你仔细看一下这个句子，最后一个字 school 它前面没有加冠词，也不是复数形态，因为这里的 school 指的不是一所一所的学校，它指的是上学或是上课这件事。所以咯 Tracy 说 My students really like school， 不是说他们喜欢这间学校，而是表达他们喜欢上学这件事。这时候 school 就是不可数名词，所以呢没有单复数的形式。接下来你就看到 Rob 说 But sometimes students don't like school at all。 这里的 school 也是一样的情况，指上学，是不可数名词。另外我们来练习一下 not at all 的说法，它表示一点也不怎么样。 I didn't like that movie at all， 我一点也不喜欢那部电影。或是 I'm not hungry at all， 我一点也不饿。
Thank you, Jack. Now, we all have to go to school to learn about things, like science, math, and English, don't forget English, and we spend many years in school being taught by teachers and taking those tests, too.
Yes, we do. Now, Tracy says elementary schools, junior high schools, and high schools all start this week.
Yeah, that's true, because it's the beginning of the school year. How wonderful! But what is the difference between different schools?
Well, elementary school is for students who are in kindergarten, and it usually goes up to 4th, 5th, or 6th grade. And middle school is for students who are in 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah, and high school is for students who are in 9th, 10th, 11th and 12th grade.
So this is what schools are like in America. Other countries may be a little different. What are schools like in your country? Talk about it with a friend.
So we learned that Tracy, teachers, students are very excited for the new school year.
Well, we all get excited about things, right?You might get excited about getting an A on a test or getting a birthday gift that you wanted. Hey, Peter, you look excited.
Well, I am. My friend just told me he got basketball tickets for me. I am so excited.
Wow, I'm very happy for you. How exciting. Well, in our conversation, we learned that some of Tracy's students don't like school.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, I hope they will come to like school one day. Let's learn more about Rob's special guest, Tracy. Here is Conversation B.
Where do you teach, Tracy?
I teach at Lincoln Junior High School.
Which grade do you teach?
I teach 7th grade. I teach Earth Science.
What is that?
I teach about the Earth and things on it.My students study the land and the oceans.
Do students like your class?
Many do, and they ask good questions.
Tracy told Rob all about her job. We learned that she teaches at Lincoln Junior High School. She teaches 7th grade.
Let's talk about this word, grade.Most of us start school when we are about 5 years old. We enter kindergarten then. After that, you go to first grade. So each grade is a year. Second grade, third grade, and so on.
That's right. And you go all the way to 12th grade. Then you start college or university. You can say, I am in the third grade. Or you can ask someone you just met, what grade are you in?
So we learned that Tracy, teacher, teaches earth science to 7th graders. That's great because it's important for students to learn about where we live on this earth.
Yes, it is. And we all live on earth. The earth is made up of mostly water, which are called the oceans. Then we have the land, land such as mountains, deserts, and the jungle.
I remember learning about earth science.When I was in elementary school, it was kind of interesting.
Yeah, me too. I really enjoyed the class. Well, Tracy teaches about the earth and things on it. Her students study the land and the oceans.
Well, let's talk more about this word, study. Students study. They study different subjects in school, such as math and English. You learn new things when you study.
Right. You can say, I have to study for a test, or I will study English after school.
Marie, do you like to study?
Well, if it is something I am interested in, then yes. But if I think the subject is boring, then I won't enjoy studying.
I know. Sometimes it's difficult to study. But breaks are good when you study. Friends, we need to take a short break right now. We'll be back after this. See you soon. Friends, welcome back from the break. Today we're learning about, well, the Earth. And I think we can review a couple of the continents of the world. There's Africa and Asia.
That's right. Me and Peter were from America. The continent is called North America. And there's also South America.
Wow. Well, we didn't finish all the continents, but we have to keep going. Here's Conversation C.
What time does school start?
Different schools start at different times. The elementary schools start at 8:15 a.m.
What time do the junior high and high school start?
They start at 8:30 a.m., but students can take early classes.
What time do early classes start?
Well, our school band meets at 7:30 a.m.
That's too early for me.
Tracy Teacher seems like a wonderful teacher. I'm sure her students love her.
She is great. In our conversation, the first thing Rob asks her is, what time does school start?
This is a very good question to ask. Let's learn more about this question with Rebecca. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. I am so excited. Why? Well, it's time to learn a new grammar point. Today, we're going to talk about asking questions using what time. For example, what time does she eat lunch? Or what time do you go to school? Now it's your turn to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Let's practice using today's grammar point. What time does the movie start? What time does she walk the dog?
And what time do you start class? Friends, try making some of your own sentences.
We learned from Tracy that schools start at different times. The elementary schools start at 8:15.
Yeah, and the junior high and high schools start at 8:30 a.m. But they take early classes, if they would like to.
Early classes. So there are some classes that start before 8:30 a.m.?
That's right, Marie. Do you wake up really early sometimes?
Well, if I need to go to the airport and get on an airplane, sometimes I will wake up very early, maybe 5 o'clock.
Well, that is very early. But you can sleep on the plane, right?
That's right. Tracy Teacher's school band meets very early. They meet at 7:30 a.m. Let's go to Jack to learn more about this.
Tracy说他们学校的乐队早上7点半要到校。Our school band meets at 7:30 a.m. 我们特别来看 meet 这个动词, 因为我们上课的人常常需要 讲到下午1点上课,一周上课2次,每一周1、3、5上课等等。这时候要怎么用英文来说上课呢?其实这种时候英文只要用动词 meet 就可以咯。因为 meet 表达碰面,聚集,所以你可以说 we meet at 1 p.m. every day, 每天下午1点上课。They meet twice a week, 表示他们每周上课2次。所以这种时候用 meet 就可以了。
Thank you, Jack. You know, I meet Peter every morning at 8:30 a.m. to talk about our job.
Yeah, that's too early for me.
Yeah, that's too early for me.
Marie, we both just said today's
calendar phrase.
That's too early for me.
That's too early for me.
那对我来说太早了。
Let's eat breakfast tomorrow at 6 a.m.
That's too early for me.
Let's eat breakfast tomorrow at 7 a.m.
That's too early for me.
Let's eat breakfast tomorrow at 8 a.m.
That's too early for me.
Let's eat breakfast tonight.
Good idea. Then we don't have to get up early.
That's too early for me.
That's too early for me.
那对我来说太早了。
Oh, wow, what a great calendar phrase.We learned that Rob doesn't like to wake up early, and neither do I. He thinks the 7:30 classes are too early for him.
Wow. Well, friends, we've learned a lot today, but now we're out of time. So let's review those key words from today.
Here's our first key word of the day. Junior high. Junior high school. Junior high.Junior high school. Tom goes to junior high school.
High school. Senior high school. High school. Senior high school. Sam is 16. He's in high school.
Grade. Grade. What grade are you in?
Earth. Earth. We all live on the earth.
Band. Band. The band plays nice music. All right, friends, those are our keywords for today. Make sure to practice. Right now, let's review our lessons one more time.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about school. Please help me welcome to the program, Tracy Teacher. Hi, Tracy Teacher. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rob.
School starts this week.
Yes, it does. Elementary schools, junior high schools, and high schools all start this week.
Are the students excited?
Yes, they are. My students really like school.
But sometimes students don't like school at all.
And that's too bad.
Where do you teach, Tracy?
I teach at Lincoln Junior High School.
Which grade do you teach?
I teach 7th grade. I teach earth science.
What is that?
I teach about the earth and things on it. My students study the land and the oceans.
Do students like your class?
Many do, and they ask good questions.
What time does school start?
Different schools start at different times. The elementary schools start at 8:15 a.m.
What time do the junior high and high school start?
They start at 8:30 a.m., but students can take early classes.
What time do early classes start?
Well, our school band meets at 7:30 a.m.
That's too early for me.
Ginger, why are you so excited today?
I'm going to be the smartest monkey on Earth.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to school.
Oh, that's right. School starts this week.
Yeah, I can't wait to go to high school.
Ginger, you're not going to high school.
I'm not?
No, high school is for older students.
Oh, am I going to junior high school?
No, you're not.
Then where am I going?
You're going to elementary school.
Elementary school? Mm. I don't want to go to elementary school.
Well, why not?
It starts too early.
Ginger.
Are what I need. Something to get me up to speed.
Fast foods are not good for you. Veggies are better, try a few.
Food is what I like the best. Grab the cherries, I suggest.
It's time to take a break.
Get some friends and have some cake.
There's lots of food out there to try.
Let's have a snack before we say goodbye.
Get ready, get ready. It's time to take a break. Let's go have a milkshake.
Burger and fries are what I need. Something to get me up to speed.
I'm hungry.
Veggies are better, try a few.
Fruit is what I like the best. Grab the cherry, I suggest.
It's time to take a break.
Get some friends and have some cake.
There's lots of food out there to try.
Let's have a snack before we say goodbye.
Friends, thanks for joining us today for our show about school. And school is starting. This can be exciting for some people and sad for others because the summer is over.
Oh, well, that's too bad. But it's still exciting because it's a new year. I hope you guys make lots of friends, and I hope you like your teachers. Well, we learned a lot today. We'll see you next time right here on...
Let's talk in English. Goodbye.